Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
what's more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
what's more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Good morning. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word this morning, Father, we're asking the Holy Spirit to come forward, to be with us, to guide us, Father, along the way, and to give us the truth and the right revelation of this your word, Father, so that we can grow thereby and walk with and closer with the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for the night. And I'm asking, Father, for your blessing you this day. And use us, Father, in some mighty and great way. Now, Father, be with us. You're at this study. And I'm asking this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be in John chapter 9. We're just a little clogged up this morning. Be patient with me. Now, verse 1. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. Now, and his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? You see, in the day and time of the apostles and disciples, there was a Jewish belief that all suffered his punishment for sin. But how could a person have sinned before birth? You see, he couldn't. Now, we know that all sickness, disease is not caused by sin. Satan will bring a lot of that stuff to distance, trying to drag us away from the Lord Jesus Christ. But the Lord is there with us, and he will see us through it if we will hold on. But, you know, that was a belief that they had. They had a lot of man-made beliefs. It was not from the Word of God. Now, 3. Jesus answered, neither has this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Now we do know that there are sins and things that the mother can do. That will bring different sicknesses and afflictions upon their unborn, which is like the mother that is on drugs. Can cause that unborn a lot of trouble and problems. Now, but he's letting them know here that neither of his parents had sin. Now, 4. I must work the work of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. But now you see the thing there, too. Him being the light of the world. And he told us, he said, as long as he is in the world. Which means as long as he is in the world, when he is no longer in the world, then the believers in him become the light of the world. You and I are to be the light to shine forth in the world, especially through and with and by the gospel. Now, 6. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. You see, they sent him to do something, and the moment he'd done it, he came back seeing. 8. The neighbors, therefore, and they which before had seen him that he was blind, said, is not this he that sat and begged? You see, they're always looking for something to cut down the Lord Jesus Christ and whatever he has done, because they don't want to believe in him. Now, 9, some said, this is he, others said, he is like him, but he said, I am he. You see, they want to make anything out of it but the truth. Now, therefore said they unto him, how were thine eyes opened? He answered and said, a man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed mine eyes and said unto me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed, and I received sight. Now, 12. Then said they unto him, where is he? And he said, I know not. 13. They brought to the Pharisees him that aforetime was blind. Now they brought him to the Pharisees. And it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. So there again, you see, something else for them to throw out against the Lord Jesus. 15. Then again, the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. He said unto them, he put clay upon my eyes, and I wash, and do see. Therefore said some of the Pharisees, this man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. Others said, how can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among them. 17. Now, they say unto the blind man again, what sayest thou of him that he has opened thine eyes? He said, he is a prophet. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight until they called the parents of him that had received his sight. You see, they just don't want to accept anything rightly that the Lord Jesus does. Now, 19, and they asked them, saying, is this your son who ye say was born blind? How then does he now see? His parents answered them and said, we know that this is our son, and that he was born blind. But by what means he now seeth, we know not. Or who has opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age, ask him. He shall speak for himself. They'd already been talking to him. They don't want to believe him either. Now, 22. These words spake his parents because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Therefore, said his parents, he is of age. Ask him. Now, we know why they're wanting him asked. Because for one, they're not wanting to get on the wrong side of these people. Then again called they the man that was blind and said unto him, give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. Now, 25. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Then said they to him again, what did he to thee? How opened he thine eyes? He just has to keep telling them over and over and over. He answered them, I have told you already, and ye did not hear. Wherefore would ye hear it again? Will ye also be his disciple? Pardon me a moment. But we are. Oh, then they reviled him and said, thou art his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spake unto Moses, as for this fellow, we know not from whence he is. The man answered and said unto them, why herein is a marvelous thing that you know not from whence he is, and yet he has opened my eyes. Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, he heareth. Now, 32. Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? No, he hadn't. Now, 33, if this man were not of God, he could do nothing. They answered and said unto him, thou was altogether born in sins, and dost thou teach us? And they cast him out. Now they threw the one out that was blind, and now sees. Because they're not going to accept anything about the Lord Jesus Christ. They are determined to reject him in anything that he does. Now, Jesus heard that they had cast him out. And when he had found him, he said unto him, dost thou believe on the Son of God? He answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus said unto him, thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. Letting him know, 38. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him. And Jesus said, the judgment I am come into the world, that they which see might those which see not, and that they which see might be made blind. And some of the Pharisees, which were with him, heard these words, and said unto him, Are we blind also? Jesus said unto them, If ye were blind, you should have no sin. But now you say, We see. Therefore, your sin remaineth, because they had not repented, and they were remaining in standing against him. They had no change of heart at all. So he letting them know, because they could see with their eyes and believe the way they were believing, that they still remain in their sin. We have now come to the end of chapter 9. And we're going to close here for this morning. And God willing, we can be back into his word this evening at 6 p.m. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus and for the Holy Spirit. And Father, we pray for Israel that they, Father, can have peace. And more than that, that they all will accept and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and their Messiah. In this land in which we live, Father, we pray for this land and the evil it's in, because of those that are sitting in high places, in offices of our government, Father, that is filled with evil, and that has brought this evil upon this land and our people, that they be removed, Father, from office and replaced by those that are yours, that love you, love the Lord Jesus, that love the church, your people, and this land, and that will work with us, Father, to bring this land to repentance and to put our government foundation in which it was founded, that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for each and every one that hears this message and that is part of this ministry, their families, their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren, aunts and uncles, brothers, sisters, mothers and dads, all. Mother, we know that we have some family members that are walking in darkness, and I'm asking the Holy Spirit to work with them, to help them to see that they need the Lord Jesus Christ in their life, and that they will come out of darkness to that light being Jesus. Now, Father, this is my prayer this morning, in Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day, all. May God, he'll walk with you.